That's one of the tips, I think, for Cyber Monday shopping. Sign up for the alerts for your stores that you're looking for, right?
Absolutely. Do your research. But I always go back to have a budget, because you don't want to be overspending. And then by the time you pay credit card bills off, you've sort of nullified all of the discounts.
So I've got my Cyber Monday budget ready to go. And I remember you telling us last year when we were talking about Cyber Monday, it's not just putting it on the credit card. You like to have a specific card for online shopping.
I absolutely do. I have a credit card that has a $500 limit that I use for online shopping, so that if it's ever compromised, then I'm not really having to worry about my regular credit card.
Oh, that's really good advice. How big do you think Cyber Monday is going to be today, Brian?
I mean, it's going to be huge. If we walk into any office, I'm sure there'll be people that will be huddled around their computers because they have high-speed internet and they'll be doing shopping and texting back deals to their colleagues, etc.
So is it a true Cyber Monday then? Are we going to get deals today that we won't get tomorrow?
Absolutely we will. So, you know, retailers buy certain products that they want to feature on Cyber Monday. So, you know, don't get caught up when you see 70% off that everything is 70% off. You still need to be an educated consumer.
Now, we talked a little bit about the bricks and mortar stores on Friday, coexisting with the clicks and mortar stores. So that's still what we're seeing here with the online shopping for Cyber Monday,
for
right?
Sure. To be successful, you know, I just mentioned earlier that I went to sportcheck.ca, but I could very well gone to SportCheck. Anything that I get online, if it doesn't fit, I can bring it back to the store and return it there. So we're really working together, and that's the key to be successful today.
Okay, so budget, have a credit card that you use exclusively for online shopping. Anything else we can talk about?
Yeah,
for Cyber
use a
Monday?
Comparator. I mean, there's a couple of software packages out there that will actually compare prices for you. So have a look at that. And make sure that, you know, you're looking at, is it Canadian dollars? Is there shipping? Is there duty? You know, you can look at that low price. But when you go to checkout, I mean, that's one of the biggest things that online retailers are still fighting, is that shopping cart abandonment, right? You fill up your cart and you look and you go, uh-oh, I didn't think it was going to cost this much. And so instead of taking things out like we would at a grocery store, you just leave the cart altogether.
Yeah, and anything over about $20 you can play customs on too. It comes
absolutely
from anywhere, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so thank you very much for being here for Cyber Monday. Tomorrow is a great day as well. It's called Giving Tuesday. So will you stick around, Brian? We'll talk about that.
It'll be my pleasure.
Brian Vanderman, Cambrian College, Giving Tuesday, up in just a few minutes.